Overall, I look at treaties as a document that was created by the federal government. It was a bogus treaty that allowed the federal government to legally steal Indian land. They made promises in those treaties that they never intended to keep. And they had browbeaten and coerced the Indians to the point where they didn't have much choice, including taking them to Washington and holding them there for 3 months, and every day getting them out to go out and watch their fire demonstrations, their firepower, showing them how much power they had to wage war. These Indian tribes who were used to bows and arrows, you know, and they're looking at this for 3 months, and they came back, and that's one of the things they reported. There's no way we could beat these people, even if we did resist. We best be thinking about making treaties. And they do that today, in a sense. They get a third world country over there that's acting up a little bit, and they'll go over along the shoreline, along the coast, and they'll play war games. And they'll shoot off their big cannons and rockets and show those people on the islands what great power the United States have, and sort of subdues them, saying, well, we better be quiet here. And that's basically what they did with the Indian people when they took them to Washington to demonstrate and get them to sign treaties. So everything that they used to get them to sign treaties, I think was illegal in a wild, wild ways, the browbeating, brainwashing, and then on the other hand, telling them, well, you know, on the other hand, you sign this treaty, you're not going to ever have to work or hunt again. We'll take care of you. Everything will be provided. Every year you'll get so much money to buy your need, your pots and pans and stuff, but we'll also have food coming in every month or once a year for you. You know, the other alternative is, look over here, this is what's going to happen. We're going to drive you all the way to the Rocky Mountains where you're going to starve to death, and we'll never have to worry about you again. So those are the conditions that were being talked about. And sometimes I think that they might have done that.